Again, there was a strenuous morning I spent with two bumptious young boys. About 13 or 14 years old, they had a glorious time pealing our convent bell. They grinned triumphantly at each other as I opened the door. "See? It works," they said. "We just came to look around and see what a convent is." They introduced themselves. Smiling inside and out, I took them around the house. Garden, kitchen, parlor, doghouse, tool shed, music room. I was thinking of how two American youngsters might feel if some Shinto princess recently moved to town were to conduct them around her home. Why, they would be heroes of the neighborhood for weeks. We came to the foot of the stairs leading to our sleeping rooms. They had one foot on the bottom stair ready to investigate further. "Sorry, but no visitors are allowed up there," I said. They looked their disappointment, but decided it would be all right with them. Into the chapel. They turned their necks from one corner of the large, quiet room to the other. The rice straw matting on the floor, the large flat cushions to kneel on, the little shelf of books, the flickering sanctuary lamp, the tabernacle veiled with gold lace. They missed nothing. Kirena. The equivalent in English would be pretty nice, eh? In the music room, they shouted for joy over the piano. Right then and there, they would start taking lessons. "Right here, right away! Sister, please teach us!" "So sorry, boys. Not today." The two left, happy with some hard candy in their cheeks. I was so tempted to follow them to the corner to see if their friends were there, eager to hear all about the adventure with the strange American woman.